I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. I tell you what, it's been a while since we've had a program, but that seems to be a recurring theme, doesn't it? Yes, it is time for the Dr. Bill Show once again. We're going to be talking about a few changes that have occurred. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Ah, yes, indeedy. Oops, hit the wrong button. Well, at least that's the same. What has changed, you may say? Well, I'll tell you what's changed. This is the, let me put it over here. Maybe that's a little better. The Elgato face cam. It's what I'm using to shoot myself in a video sense. Some of you out there going, really? Really? Do we get to watch? No. You people are weird. Anyway, the Elgato face cam. It's kind of nice to be able to hold this up and it be in focus, and I'm still in focus. Yes. None of this racking of focus. Like, what? Anyway, set that over there. See, it's like this. It's like this. Hold your thought. I have this really awesome camera, the Sony A6400, okay? It's on a stand and everything and plugs in here. Anyway, but you know what? It's a lot of trouble. I mean, let's be honest. I got to set that thing up and tweak, and, you know, just a bunch of stuff. And somewhere here, I have the cam link. The cam link glitches occasionally. So I'm like, this isn't right. I'm using a super expensive $1,000 setup, and it's glitchy, and I got to play with it, and I got to set it up, and yada, yada, yada. So I said, you know, I'm hearing good things about the face cam. Where is the? There it is. The face cam. I said, you know, let's give that a shot. So that's what I've done. What do you think? Put it in the comments. What you think? Does it look okay? I can see all the little hairs in my beard. You know, the background's not quite as bokeh. It's a little more in focus maybe than it was before. And it's definitely got a wider angle of view, right? There's a lot more width. So you can see more junk behind me. But I don't care. I don't. You know, maybe I should, but I don't. So there's that. Anyway, the point is, it's easy. I set the camera down, I turn it on, boom. You're done. You know what I'm saying? It's just easier. Okay, let me talk about Linode, our sponsor for this week. You can cut your cloud bills in half. Now, that's worthwhile no matter what. But here's the real thing is right over here. It's hard to get your finger looking right. Right there. You see that little blurb? Try Linode free with a $100 credit. $100 credit? Dude, if you go to this special link, drbill.tv/Linode, and you sign up to try Linode, you'll get $100 credit. Now, I don't care where you're from. That's splendid and worthwhile. Okay? So check that out. Linode is awesome. Now, my first bit of tech news, this segues right over into this. My first bit of tech news for this week is that Linode has been purchased by Akamai. Okay? Those of you who have been around the web for a long time know, wait a minute, Akamai, I've heard of that somewhere. Yes, they are a company that provides all kinds of services and have for many years on the web, mostly CDN, Content Delivery Network Services, okay? So, big company, had to be to have bought Linode, because Linode is an awesome company that's doing a lot of cool stuff and doing very well. And Linode promises me that they're not going to change anything. They're going to do what they do and have been successful at continuing from now on, okay? So don't worry about that. But, hey, it segued so beautifully from the, you know, them sponsoring this week's program to the fact that they're part of the tech news. Now let me talk more about the face cam, okay? The face cam has interesting features. First of all, I got to give Elgato credit. They are honest enough that they created a webcam that has no microphone. Why? I mean, have you ever tried a webcam microphone? Once you have, you'll know what I'm talking about. They're terrible. You're not gonna meet the quality of an SM7B going into a Cloud Lifter, going into an Elgato Wave XLR. Yes, XLR. Move the little. I had my headphone wire in the way of reading it, but it's just really good quality. Okay, the quality of the sound is awesome, and you want your sound to be awesome. So why even bother putting a microphone in a webcam, okay? Instead, put all your R&D, all your effort into making the webcam as high quality as possible. And check out this image. Look at that. Look how smooth, okay? Now, this is 1080p, 60 frames per second. That is as high a quality as it goes. It doesn't go to 4K. It's not a 4K webcam. But as it, you know, happens, 1080p 60 is what I normally shoot at. And that's even with the 6400. So this works well for me. And I think it's actually pretty doggone good. So let me know in the comments what you think. Speaking of letting me know in the comments, if you haven't subscribed, subscribe. It's free. All you got to do is click on the little subscribe button there on YouTube. And while you're doing that, click on the bell icon in order to be notified when we put out a new video, okay? And then as long as you're down there clicking things, click like the video while you're at it. That tells the YouTube algorithm that this is a good video and people should see it, okay? So that'll help the channel. If you'll do all that, it'll help the channel. Speaking of the channel, our channel is anchored at this web address, www.drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Been a while since I've done that line. But it's important that you get these things. The other thing is, as censorship continues to increase, you try saying it three times fast. I know, I was only saying it once. Give me a break. You can find me on these platforms as Dr. Bill Bailey, okay? I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on MeWe, I'm on Parler, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Rumble, I'm on BitChute, and I'm also on, I'm on one that I don't have listed here, which is escaping my thought process at the moment. Anyway, check it out. Okay, all right, I'll check it out. Odyssey! I had to go look at the website. Odyssey. We're there as well. And that's spelled weird. O-D-Y-S-E-E. Odyssey. But at any rate, you can find me all these places. So, if YouTube ever pulls the plug, you'll know where to find me. I mean, the first place to look is Rumble. You know, I've been on Rumble for a while and will continue to be. Rumble's a good place. Rumble, you can say what you will on Rumble. They're not going to fuss at you. I don't like people fussing at me because I say things that they don't agree with. Hey, me, what am I going to do? Just be me. At any rate, I wanted to share with you the face cam, mainly. Put a program out there because we haven't done one in a while. And tell you about Akamai buying Linode, because that's important to me. I actually use Linode. I mean, they're not just a sponsor on the program. I use them. So I'm very interested in Linode. Now, I'm still waiting to get my Tableau with next-gen TV. When that comes in, as soon as it comes in, I will feature that on the program as well. So I'm looking forward to that. It's supposed to be released sometime in the spring, which is really not that far away. I mean, we're talking, this is February, midway through February, so we're getting close to March, getting close to spring. Who knows? We may actually have that before too long. So stay tuned for that. Other things happening in the Cord Cutter arena is that Fubo TV decided they were going to put their programming out and you could subscribe only by subscribing by the quarter, which was a very high initial price. It was like $190-something per quarter. They have since decided, since releasing that a few days ago, they since decided, you know, let's go back to monthly. Because they were having a lot of people going, I ain't signing up for a quarter at a time. I'll sign up by month. If I want to drop it, I want to drop it. So they changed their tune pretty quickly. At any rate, trust you enjoyed the program today. I know it's a little shorter than usual, but I mainly just want to introduce the Elgato face cam, see what you thought. Let me know. Until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.